We interrupt this program for an important announcement. Ladies and gentlemen,
you are welcome to the Odili Odele Odili.
Oh, no, no.
Odile.
I can't hear you. Speak up.
Forget it.
It's just a podcast you should listen to, so.
Well, guess what?
Listen.
Yo, guys, I'm back again, and yeah, took some time off because this place is too noisy for a community. I mean, like, by past 10, you're still hearing sound of bikes for a community. They are not even supposed to be, like, people are awake from 7. Everybody should retire to their homes and everything, but by like 11, 12, you're still hearing noises of people moving around and all that stuff. So, I have not had time or space to record any episode, but I spoke to a friend of mine today and he was just find time and just talk about stuff that's happening in your life. And that's exactly what I am going to do now. I put out an episode earlier telling you guys that I was posted to Bayelsa State and that's where I'm currently serving. Yeah. And I just told you guys like a bit of my camp experience, but I didn't like tell you guys after I am no longer in camp. So like a lot has actually happened from when I left camp till now. A lot. First off, I came to where I was posted. Initially, I was supposed to go across water. Bayelsa is a riverine area. Yeah, so like there's lots and lots of water and there are communities like island, little island like this. So that's where I was posted to normally. One island, I've forgotten the name. I can't even remember the name because I didn't want to go there in the first place. All I'd be climbing water. All I'd be entering boats to. Please, oh, please. When I was growing up, they didn't teach me how to swim, so I could never even take that risk. So, yep, I got posted to that place. I didn't go. Instead, I came to the local government inspector and explained my situation to him. And he changed my PPE actually. That's primary place of assignment, yeah? Yeah, I just know it as PPE. He changed my PPE to a school that's on land that I don't have to go across water and all that. So yeah, that was a win for me and I've been here for like past 2 to 3 weeks experiencing it. And it has been fun actually. First off, the place is quiet. It's calm, no disturbances, because where the Copper's Lodge is located is like at the entrance of the community and all that. So like not many people live at this side of the community. Every other person lives way inside the community. So we have like this kind of quiet and serenity that we enjoy around here and all that stuff. Living conditions are fine. Living conditions are fine. Like, contrary to popular opinion, yeah, Copper's lodges are very, very comfortable. I don't know about other states, but everywhere I have gone to, every Copper's lodge I have been to in Bayelsa State has been very, very comfortable. There's this place they call NCCF Family House that Nigerian Christian Copper's Fellowship. Every family house I have ever been to, or every lodge I have been to, is very, very comfortable, and there's like light there. You're just two in your room, you have your own bathroom, you have your toilet, you have your own kitchen. So like everything is practically settled. Yeah, it might not be as comfortable as you being at home, but then it's all right. It's not a bad choice actually. So living conditions fine. Now let's talk about the children I'm teaching. A whole new ballgame. I'm teaching primary 5, yeah, I'm their class teacher, primary 5 students, and it's been a whole lot, actually, because teaching requires a whole lot, and now I respect my teachers more. From when I was born to, like, till I left the university, I respect my teachers now, because it's not easy teaching students who don't want to learn. For those of you who have been to, like, rural areas and all that stuff and have seen how people take school, it's not so important to them. Like, they don't even value it at all. Like, if you fail them, like, here's the crazy part. If you fail them, they can decide that because you fail them, they're not coming to school the next term, and they won't come to school, and there's really, really nothing you can do about it. It's just, you can't even give them a tough time, because if you give them a tough time, they'll just retire and just be like, no, that uncle is too wicked, I'm no more going to school, and their parents won't even say jack about it. Education that is free, like, it's UDE, universal basic education, is free. Like, you really don't have to pay anything. Even if you're paying anything, it won't be more than 1,000 naira. Yeah, and I get that, yeah, it might be hard for some people, but then you can, at most, when your child is leaving school, you're paying about 6,000 naira for the whole 6 years of school and all that stuff. But the students, yeah, themselves, they don't even want to learn. Today we did this topic, long division and all that. By the way, that's not a topic you're supposed to do in primary 5. I think I did that topic when I was in like primary 3 in my own time. And their multiplication table, talk about, like, they don't even take education serious at all. When you are teaching on the board, yeah, they are following you, they are repeating after you, they are answering questions. But once you give them the thing to solve, they shut down. So there's this particular kid in my class. She has a twin, yeah. Both of them, I believe they are possessed. It might be wrong to say that children I'm teaching are possessed, but then they act that way. I am very, very sorry. Whoever gets offended, or with child rights activists, but man, those children need prayer. Okay, so here's the catch, yeah. This one, the girl laughs a lot, she plays a lot, she talks a lot in class. Like, she has no problem when she's talking. Like, when she's gisting her friends and making noise and playing up and down, she has no problem. But once you give her a question to solve, or once you ask her a question in class, like, her entire mood changes. Like, she becomes, and she, I don't want to call anybody ugly on the podcast, but then, yes, she has this look of someone that has been frustrated all her life and all that stuff. So once you give her a question to solve on the board, and the other day she led, I told her to go to the board to solve a question, she led, just stood for like 5 minutes, she didn't move. Like, I was holding a cane, but she just didn't care. Like, her thought was, let this guy just touch me first. I'm sure that was what was in her mind, that she was going to show me Pepe. Those kids are very, very tough. Her twin brother, on the other hand, I think, okay, he is not as stubborn as she is, but he has his own problems. Like, both of them are like, they are my major problems in that class, yeah. No, I've don't worry, I'm handling the situation, I'm well equipped to handle the situation, but then I'd appreciate your prayers and all that stuff. I'd appreciate your prayers, because being a teacher is not easy at all, because nowadays parents, no matter where it is, private, public, parents just drop their children in the care of teachers. They don't even care what's happening in the child's life. What happens if the child is speaking from home, from here, nothing. Like, they don't care jack about what's happening in the child's life. Their own job is just come, drop the child. Like, there needs to be an actual reform in the educational system, especially in rural areas. And that is one problem I'm seeing. Like, I'm serving is giving me an opportunity to experience corruption firsthand. Bayelsa is also an oil producing state, yeah? So there are several oil companies in different parts of Bayelsa. This community I'm in got a couple of generators, I think about three Lister generators donated to them by the oil companies. Yeah, these generators are supposed to power the whole company, like for the whole community for the whole year. Like, light is not supposed to go off anytime. Like, the generators can run 24/7 for the whole year. The only time they'll probably just put it up for a while to like service it and all that, but the generators can run for that long. But the reality is that they only put on the generators from like 7 p.m. to like 7 a.m. That's if it even gets to 7 a.m. And these oil companies, provide like, I can't remember the exact amount now, but liters and liters of fuel to power these generators. And like, the idea is that the light is not supposed to go off at all. That, like, that's the plan, but corruption. So today I had the opportunity to see the chiefs that are in charge of this community and all that. I saw them, they were all looking very, very buoyant, looking fat and well nourished and all that, and I just kept staring. I could not just stop staring. I could not, because I was so upset. I was way upset. I just didn't understand what they are, because you see, according to what I heard, yeah, these guys actually steal the fuel. They steal the fuel and they actually sell it to other people. They sell it as black market to other communities. And I'm like, and I'm thinking, your people are suffering. There's no lights. There's no water. And these guys, they have only one water supply, one main water supply for the entire community. So what they do is, when they put on the generator in the evening, generator that's supposed to run throughout the day, when they put it on in the evening, they just like pump, fill the tank, and that's all. So yeah, you see people going like long distances to actually get water. And I know someone's thinking that there are communities where they don't even have water. But come on, someone has brought development to your state, but then you just want to sit on it and not make any progress. To the point that we were at the community gathering today with the chiefs and every other member of the community, and we're singing the national anthem. These guys don't know it. They could not open their mouths to sing. And how did you become a chief? Like, how are you a leader? I was just so baffled. And they stood there confidently on the stage, on the podium, looking down at every other person that was singing the anthem, but they didn't even open their mouth. They were squeezing face anyhow. I've experienced a taste of corruption firsthand, and it's scary actually. Back to the kids. So yeah, I gave them a test one time, and we say every time that corruption starts from the little things we do. Corruption starts from not telling the truth. Corruption starts from stealing. Corruption starts from fighting. So I'm teaching these guys primary 5, which I'm not supposed to actually be doing, because they're supposed to be well acquainted with their multiplication tables. So I'm teaching primary 5 multiplication tables, and I say, everybody stand up, start reciting 1 to 5 times table for me, because that's where we are now. The male twin starts, everybody stands up and 2 times 1, 2, 2 times 2, 4, 2 times 3, 6, and all that. They get to 3 times. And the next thing, the male twin brings out a book from under his desk that has the multiplication table at the back, and he starts reading from it. I didn't even like pay attention at first. I didn't see him, but then I decided to look harder. Like, something just told me, guy, look at that side. Then I looked harder and I saw that the guy was reading from a book, and he didn't even hide it. Guys, believe you me, I flogged the life out of that guy. I wouldn't have done anything, but the reason why I flogged him was to teach him that that's where corruption starts. If that kind of person was made a chief or a governor or something, he is definitely going to steal. From the age they are right now, he has started stealing lies, because that's actually theft. I was depressed. I was actually very, very sad. It broke my heart to see that a small kid like that was so diabolical. But I made sure I beat him, Sha. And while I was beating him, I was explaining to him, you know, that kind of beating that we got now. Bah, bah, don't ever bah, take this bah. Yeah, that kind of beating. That's the kind of beating I gave him, because I was sad. It's not easy, actually. It's not easy. And being a copper, they expect so much from you. Expect so much from you. You get into a school, and next thing is, they're dropping all their responsibilities on you. Teachers no longer come to school. Teachers no longer take their job seriously. Like, there are times when school starts by 8 o'clock. There are times when I'll see a teacher strolling in,
by 10:30, 11, and he or she is walking in with shoulders high, greeting everybody. Hey, well done, good afternoon. When you were supposed to be at work at 8 o'clock. Like, I really, really, really don't understand it. And it makes me sad because, first off, these children don't want to learn. And as a teacher, you're not even enforcing the necessity of education. You're not even telling them that education is going to benefit their lives. You're just coming to work by 11 o'clock for a job that starts by 8 o'clock in the morning. And school closes by 12. So if you're in school by 11 o'clock or 10:30, once it's 12 o'clock, you have gone. What have you imparted into your students? Nothing, actually. Nothing. And it baffles me how they can sleep at night knowing that they did that. Maybe it's different where I come from, where everybody is actually dedicated to their work and all that. But it would just make more sense if the teachers tried their best possible to try to improve the lives of these kids. And this is a point out to the fact that we need more coppers actually in places like this, because most people, when they get posted to other states, and the next thing you hear is I'm redeploying to Lagos, because for some reason some people have this warped mentality that all the good jobs are in Lagos. Like, I don't even get your service year is supposed to be a year where you serve the country. And trust me, if it's money you're looking for, there are opportunities to make money in even all these so-called underdeveloped communities. Take for instance, I work in a school. I close by 12 o'clock. I have from 12 o'clock till the end of the day to do whatever I want to do. I can work 10 jobs. Okay, that's an exaggeration. But I can work as many as 3 jobs in a day. 3 hours max at each job. And probably by 7, I'm retiring back to my lodge and I'm sleeping and all that stuff. So, like, people should really try to do better. It's sad to see that people are taking this work with levity. People tried, and that's one of the reasons why we are where we are as a country, because we're not trying our own little part to make it better. We are not trying at all, and I hope we do better as citizens of the country. I am going to try to do my best possible to make sure I'm faithful in whatever I'm given to do, whatever task, whatever job I have to do to promote and to help the country develop. And let's just try our best possible, man. Let's just try. But aside all this, my community is very lit. Okay, before I forget, there's one more thing that baffles me about the community. You guys know that we're not allowed to kill snakes in this community. Like, if you see a snake, yeah, just say hi and walk by. If the snake is chasing you, just keep running, but don't try to attack it. Just keep running, run as fast as you can. Here's why, because they say the snakes represent their ancestors that have gone. Yeah, that's what they said. But by the grace of God, if I see a snake and it's going to attack me, I'm going to shut it down fast. Because you can't come and be telling me that I should not touch a snake. Come on, snakes are not friends of human beings. They have poison in them. They bite you, are dead. So, like, I don't really, really get their own mentality. And the catch is, if you mistakenly kill a snake, yeah, you have to give it a befitting burial. Like, you have to buy casket for it. You have to, like, do wake keep. You have to do all that stuff. Like, you legit have to do. If they catch you killing a snake, or they hear that you killed a snake, you have to. And you cook rice, all the normal stuff they do for, like, human beings. Yeah, you do all that stuff. I have never experienced it, and I pray I will never ever experience it, but man, that is one tradition that I think should stop, man, because it does not make sense. That's my own opinion. Besides, who am I in the whole world? So it's just one man's opinion. So aside that, Sha, every other thing has been chill. Every other thing, I have been enjoying myself. I have been exploring my cooking skills. Yeah, I have been cooking, like, very, very delicious delicacies. I'm a very good cook. For those of you that doubt, ask everybody I have cooked for. I can even drop my mother's number now for you to call her. I'm a very, very good cook. So yeah, I've had fun. And everybody should actually look forward to their service here. Forget about the money. The money will come. Just try to make the best of your service here and impart lives. If you are sent to a community, there's a purpose, man. When you understand that there's a purpose for you being where you ought to be or where you are posted to, man, you won't be killing yourself to redeploy. So I just feel that COPPA should try to like actually achieve stuff. That's it. That's all I had to say for this episode. I try my best possible to release episodes as often as I can. But like I said earlier, man, everybody's just all up in your face here. You don't have time for yourself. You don't have the quiet you need to record. Everybody's just shouting one thing or the other every time. So, but yeah, we'll be fine. It's just about 11 months. We'll sort this thing out. Thank you, guys. I promise I'll do my best possible. Thank you for all the support. Treasure, Boyega, DG, Joshua, every single one of you, man. I appreciate you guys. Damilola, you guys are very, very amazing. Thanks for the support. Thanks for the inspiration. See you guys in the next episode. Love you guys. Bye.
Make sure you comment by clicking on the microphone button to record your message. It's the Audily Podcast.